Last year, we ended with a question. Yaakov Avinu took a letter from Eliyahu's name as a mashkin, as a security that Eliyahu will come to announce the Gula. But why did he need to do this 5 times? Why isn't 1 time enough? The Mizrahi answers that Eliyahu swore by the Chamisha Chumshei Torah that he would come and redeem Klal Yisrael. The Gur Aryeh asks that once Yaakov already took his security, there should be no need for a Shavua. So he explains differently. When someone becomes an Arev, a guarantor, he shakes the hand of the lender. A hand has 5 fingers, and the letter Vav has the shape of a finger. Therefore, Yaakov took a Vav on 5 separate occasions. The Gur Aryeh adds a very powerful point. Eliyahu's entire existence is bound up with his mission of bringing the Gula. Until that task is completed, Eliyahu himself is not complete. This is why his name is missing a letter. The missing letter remains with Yaakov until Eliyahu fulfills his tafkid and comes to announce the Gula. This week's Haftarah in Shmini, which speaks about the 8th day of the Miluim, the day when Hashem's Shechina came to rest on the Mishkan. On that very day, tragedy struck. Nadav and Avihu, the 2 great sons of Aaron, died when they approached too closely to Hashem. The Haftarah too speaks about a moment of enormous greatness that became mixed with tragedy. David HaMelech was bringing the Aron Kodesh to Yerushalayim. He instructed his men to place the Aron on a new wagon, and it was accompanied by a huge crowd with music and celebration. But when the cattle reached Geir Nochin, they stumbled. Uzzah, who was walking next to the wagon, stretched out his hand to steady the Aron so that it should not fall, and he died instantly. Chazal explained in Soita Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph that David made a major mistake. The Torah says explicitly in Bamidbar, Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes, that the Aron must be carried on the shoulders of the Levim. Uzzah also made a mistake. He should have understood that if the Aron carries those who carry it, then certainly it does not need anyone else to support it. The Marie Krah points out that the cattle slipped in an unusually smooth area to show that this was orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to reveal David's mistake. But that itself raises the obvious question. How could David HaMelech make such a basic mistake? The Radak explains that David understood that carrying the Aron on the shoulders is necessary only when the rest of the Mishkan is being transported on wagons. In that situation, the fact that the Aron is carried separately on shoulders demonstrates its greater importance. But here, the Aron alone was being moved. David assumed that in such a case, a wagon would be acceptable. After this tragedy, David was afraid to bring the Aron into his own city. So he left it for a short time in the home of Oyved Edom, a Levi who came from Edom. During these 3 months, Hashem showered Oyved Edom with tremendous bracha. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Gimel Amud Bey says that his wife and his 8 daughters-in-law all gave birth to sextuplets. The Yerushalmi in Yevamos Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis gives a different description, that each one gave birth to a child every 2 weeks until the same total of 6 was reached. Once David saw that it was safe to move the Aron, he brought it again to a city, this time properly on the shoulders of the Levim. The second procession took place with tremendous simcha, and David himself led the way, dancing with all his strength before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the source of the minig, that even elderly men dance with such energy on Simchas Torah. The Ari writes that he reached his highest level of understanding of Hashem through his dancing on Simchas Torah. The Vilna Gaon as well would not hold the Sefer Torah Atzmai, but he danced and clapped in honor of the Torah with such intensity that his face was said to burn like a torch. The Radak explains that David brought the Aron specifically to Yerushalayim and not to Givon, where the Bama was then located, because David intended to build the Mikdash immediately. The Svardim end off Torah here. But the Ashkenazim continue with a much longer addition. Michal, the daughter of Shaul, rebukes her husband David for dancing that way in public. David answers her sharply. He says that he danced before Hashem, who chose him over her father to be king. Then David tells Nasan Navi about his desire to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Nosson initially approves. But that very night, Hashem comes to Nosson with a message for David. Hashem is pleased with David's intentions, but the actual building of the Mikdash must wait for his son, Shlomo. At first glance, this addition seems difficult. What does this whole continuation have to do with the Parsha? Why do the Ashkenazim add it? Perhaps we could explain it based on the Chassam Sofer, who gives another understanding of David's original mistake. David understood that the Aron must be carried on the shoulders only when it is being brought to a more chashuv location, for example, from the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, only in the case of Malam Mekodesh do we require carrying it on shoulders, otherwise a wagon would suffice. And why then did David use a wagon here? Because in his tremendous humility, David did not feel that bringing the Aron to his own city was an act of chashivus. He did not fully view himself as a worthy of the kingship. In his eyes, this was not a great elevation for the Aron. Uz, however, should have understood otherwise. He should have recognized that David truly was the chosen king of Bnei Yisrael, and that bringing the Aron to David's city was indeed a matter of chashivus. And once that was the case, the Aron should have been treated accordingly, and Uzzah certainly had no right to touch it. That is why Uzzah died. Once David saw from these events that he truly was the king of Klal Yisrael, and that bringing the Aron to a city really was a chashivus, he corrected the process and had the Aron carried properly on the shoulders of the Levim. And this also explains why he answered Michal so sharply. Until this point, David's humility held him back from fully seeing himself as the chosen king. But now, for the first time, he says it clearly. Hashem chose me over Shaul. Based on this, we can understand the continuation of Torah. It was precisely through these events that David came to recognize that he is truly the chosen king of Israel. And once that happened, the next step followed naturally. The Gemara teaches in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Amud Beis that the mitzvah of building the Mikdash rests upon the king. So only once David fully accepted his role as king did he turn to the next responsibility and propose building the Beis HaMikdash. That is why the addition belongs here. It is not a side point at all. It is the continuation of the same story. And that leaves us with one final question. The bracha that came to Oved Edom, that extraordinary abundance of children, six at a time, is the same kind of bracha that Klal Yisrael experienced in Mitzrayim. Why are the brachas similar?